Baseball's sign-stealing scandal cost two World Series-winning managers their jobs this week. The Houston Astros fired A.J. Hinch after Major League Baseball released the results of its investigation and suspended him for a year. Then the Boston Red Sox and their manager Alex Cora parted ways after Cora admitted he played a central role in the Astros' sign-stealing scheme when he was the bench coach in 2017, the year they won the championship. The next year, Cora managed the Red Sox to the championship, and baseball is investigating whether the sign-stealing scheme moved north with him to Boston. Wait, what? A Boston team cheating? No. And just today, the scandal claimed another manager, Carlos Beltran of the New York Mets. He played on that 2017 Astros team and was implicated in the investigation. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
What are you saying about the Bruins?
And that football thing? Listen, yeah. Sign stealing, you know, figuring out those hand gestures the catcher makes or those ticks from a coach in the dugout, yeah. You know, touch hat, touch ear, trying to decode that. That's as old as baseball. So what happened here?
It is, and that's why when there's a runner on second base, the catcher will go through a more complex series of signs because they know they have to guard against an opponent stealing their signs and knowing what pitch is going to come. So I make an analogy to, you might think it's crazy or people might think it's crazy. There are rules of law, the law of war. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between actions carried out on a battlefield and, say, assassinations, right?
Okay.
And so if you are using a camera in the outfield to peer into a catcher when they don't even think there's a runner on second, so they are not trying to disguise their signs, that is an entirely different process. And it's not just that the use of technology is against the rules of baseball, which is true. It really is another order of unethical behavior, and that's why Major League Baseball came down so hard.
Yeah, it's part of the game to try to discern it just by looking. It mm-hmm. is completely not right to use technology to do it. And so Alex Cora, you know, he seems to be admitting. I mean, he's the one who said, I got to go, you know, from the Red Sox. He seems to be admitting he was central in this. What did he do? Do we know?
I think that he knew he had to go because he was implicated in the MLB report. And he was implicated, strongly implicated, because it does seem that this player-driven scheme, and that's what the Major League Baseball report said, it did name one member of the coaching staff, and that was Cora. So it would become untenable, especially after the Astros fired their manager and their GM, for the Red Sox, who are sitting there with this person, just as culpable, in fact, more culpable yeah. than Hinch, the manager of the Astros, was, because the baseball report never even put the blame on Hinch, but they did say he was in charge. So therefore, Cora knew that he was going to be right. fired, and he fell on his sword a little bit.
Look, in 2017, before he came, the Red Sox were fine. They were taping signals and then watching them in the back room and then sending intel back to the team.
Yes.
That's the year the Astros won the championships. They won the next year with Cora. The yeah. Red Sox won the next year with Cora in 2018. The Los Angeles Dodgers were the team, but that was the team that lost both years. How are they receiving this information?
They're not happy. The LA City Council, in a political act of that no one will ever blame a politician for doing this, has demanded that Major League Baseball give them trophies. So no one's getting voted out of office for rallying around the local team. But it's not just the Dodgers. You know, every team the Astros beat along the way has been somewhat victimized. It goes down to the player level. It has been noted that Aaron Judge, who lost the American League MVP award to Astros player Jose Altuve, back when he lost the award in 2017, put out a gracious tweet saying, way to go, you deserve it. He has since deleted that tweet. So there are these little ripples from other players looking at this and saying this wasn't business as usual, that gives you some idea of why yeah. this isn't just, you know, signs are always stolen.
But stay with now. Now we have three teams that need new managers and, you know, pitchers and catchers and the start of spring training a month away.
Yeah, and teams that need new general managers. And the Astros were supposed to be this juggernaut for years to come, and they have a great core and a great lineup, but they have no leadership, and that's a big problem. And the Red Sox, the team that won the American League team that won the World Series right after the Astros, they're in a similar situation. This is the fallout of this will be felt throughout the year.
And just, you know, I mean, what were they thinking? Wherever Alex Cora went, the championship went with him and maybe have some video cameras. I don't know. We have a minute left. I just want to make sure we ask you. The WNBA, the Women's League, has a tentative new contract that will finally pay the salaries and give them individual hotel rooms. Just quickly, your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the salary cap per team goes from $1 million to $1.3 million. A 30% increase in salary cap is huge in the world of sports, and it shows the NBA's commitment to the WNBA. It's not a league that makes money, but it is a league that where the NBA, the parent organization, in some cases owners of some of these teams, they know it's important to cultivate a women's auxiliary or something actually even more than that.
Yeah, okay, so good news there on that front. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. As I said to someone here today, you know, nice, what is that, pine tar on your baseball bat? Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.